distraught. His entire being is devastated. He lives in the moment. One moment. Minutes ago, it didn't happen at all. There is no future, but there is a past. He can time travel to a foggy memory. Pride fills in missing pieces, but it's real to him. It's the truth. And maybe it really is the truth, and what we thought we knew never was. And now we'll never know. Distracted by strangers, he gawks. Captivated, lost in thought. I try to bring him back, often resorting to waving my hand in his face, repeating, "Dad, Dad, 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 Dad," over and over and over. Even then, it's hard to redirect him. Curiosity. He's lost in the moment. He's lost, lost, he's lost. He has a boombox and CDs of the Beatles, Simon and Garfunkel, Joni Mitchell, and classical recordings of Beethoven, Mozart, and Bach. He comes alive when he hears these sounds. But he doesn't remember to push play. To push play. Push play. Push, push play. Push play. He lives in the moment. Repeating questions, repeating stories. Each evening feels like the movie Groundhog Day, never-ending lessons of patience. But often, he repeats the sweetest things possible. Love, 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 admiration, 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 gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. And I feel like the luckiest daughter with the kindest father. Lives in the moment. Sometimes he's aware, lucid. He'll talk about his memory. He'll say he doesn't remember anything, but he'll never forget me. I want to believe it's true. I cry. He cries. Sometimes it's a question he asks. Do you think my memory is going bad? I say yes. In the moment.